Yeah, I didn't read it, just heard about it. And, you know, for me, it's just, it's not necessarily having too much of a reaction or letting it affect me too much, if that makes sense. Just, you know, okay, it's a little disappointing, but you try to go about your business and improve, get better, not let this affect you negatively at all. If anything, just make you work a little bit harder.
Why are you such a polarizing figure?
You know, I don't know. That's hard to answer.
Is it tough to walk in a locker room and not, like, look to your left or look to your right? Like,
no.
That's not difficult.
That's not who I am. I think, you know, I'm more secure in who I am as a person, as a football player than that. You know, to look and wonder why. Yeah, I got a bunch of great relationships in this locker room, and there's a bunch of awesome dudes in here that we have a lot of great times and are continuing to bond together as a team and improve as a team.
Matt said he did have a talk with you this morning, and, you know, things ended on a good note.
Yeah.
He said you went up to him just to, you know, clear the air, I guess.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was great. He's an awesome guy, and we have a great relationship, and he's someone you love having on your football team.
Why did you coach him?
Because we were in the training room side by side, so we just started talking like we always do every day.
Oh, but you brought up the fact that he was mentioned in the article.
Yeah, more of it was like, you know, kind of giving him a hard time about it.
What did he tell you?
We're close friends, so it's, I mean, it wasn't even a big deal.
Tim, you've always been known as a guy who handles these kinds of things with a lot of grace, but is there a part of you that, I mean, you did beat these guys last year when you were in Denver, that says, well, if I'm terrible, what does that make you?
You know, but I'm a Jet now, and I'm proud to be a Jet, and it's an honor to be in this locker room with a lot of great guys, and I feel like it's just my job to try to get better every single day, contribute to this team, and, you know, I can say that every time I step down that field as a New York Jet, I have played and tried as hard as I possibly can to help this team win football games, and, you know, can say that I've been one of the first guys here, one of the last guys to leave, and try to be a great teammate as well.
You don't admit to ever really being angry at anything, but was the competitor inside of you angry at this? Was there anger as part of your emotional response?
I think, you know, some frustration and, you know, I guess some sadness. You know, it's never fun to hear, you know, criticism, but at the same time, it's something that I've always used as motivation, and you try to get stronger from it. That's how I approach it. I always find the good and the positive in every situation. And the positive is this, is go work a little bit harder and improve and, you know, build better relationships with your teammates.
You didn't need the story to work any harder, right? I mean, do you need the impetus to work harder?
I mean, there's always more you can do. There's always a little bit more, so.
But Tim, of the criticism that you've absorbed throughout your career, has it all been from the outside, or have you experienced a lot of it from within the teams that you've been on?
I guess, you know, honestly, every situation is a little different, so this is a little unique. I mean, it's probably the first as far as this, but there always is, you know, something going on.
First in what way specifically? Here, you said.
I guess, you know, just the way it happened, everything. It's probably the first, you know, I don't know, hearing it through Matt, sources and
Matt said that
anonymously, probably.
Matt said that in the conversation there that the quotes that he gave were from several weeks ago, or months ago. Did he?
That's why we were laughing about it, yeah.
And he said that since he has said that, he's improved. So did that come up as well?
I don't know. I think we were over it by then.
How much better as a passer do you think you are now compared to training camp, let's say?
I think I've improved. You know, it's hard to say because, you know, it's only really tested in, you know, certain game situations that, you know, you try to show. But, you know, it's hard to always tell first, you know, in scout team, you know, overseas guys, but I honestly feel that I've improved every single day.
How comfortable would you feel if something were to happen to Mark to lead this team?
I feel would feel comfortable about some things, but also, you know, it's tough when you don't really, you know, get the same amount of reps, so you want to, you know, try to be as ready as you can, but it's never, you know, as easy not getting the game plan reps every single week.
So if you got the game plan reps, I'm telling you.
Oh, and, you know, I feel comfortable. I feel comfortable with this offense and, you know, the guys in that huddle.
When this news happened this morning, did you turn to anyone? Did you talk to vent or to kind of get some advice? Or
no, not really.
You feel comfortable that this team could win with you if you had to play quarterback?
I feel comfortable just being part of this team. And
so yes or no?
Do you ever have feeling and wonder what you did to deserve this? I mean, do you ever have any feelings like that? I mean, you show up every day,
I don't need
work
to
hard,
stop
and you've never politicked, and do you ever have that?
I don't need to stop and wonder why. That doesn't help me. You know, it doesn't help you do anything. It just makes you think about it more. So that's not who I am and who I want to be.
Rex? Rex was mentioning just about the article, and he just felt that on name quotes, he used the word cowardly. Do you agree with that use of the word cowardly when it comes to
not anonymous quotes?
You know, if that's how they want it to be, then, you know, I'm not going to judge them for doing that. You know, I just try to, you know, control what I can control, and I can't control other people and what was said.
Would you prefer that people say, would you rather say it to your face or put a name on it?
Yeah, I prefer having an honest relationship with all of my teammates and just knowing them all. So, you know, if that's something they felt comfortable talking to me about, that's fine either way.
Did Rex speak to you individually about it?
Yeah, we've talked about it.
Just today, I mean.
Yeah.
And what was the tone? What was his message? The gist of his message?
You know, he's great. It's more of just joking and talking with me out on the practice field.
Joking about what?
You know, just having fun. Just we had a great relationship, so.
Tim, do you
it was all well.
Tim, do you take it as a slight when Matt says Greg's a backup and he referred to you as an athlete? Is that a slight to you?
I have a great relationship with him, so I'm not worried, you know, about his comments. And
well, anyway,
it's an honor to be known as an athlete.
Okay.